Good morning. It's the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU.
And it is not the greatest time of year if you're a deer.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh.
Right? Like, now's the time that it's, I don't know if it's peak of the rut, if we're getting there. But I feel like that always happens. You know, there's that certain time of year when the deer are out and then you see more of them on the road and that sort of thing. And it turns out that Pennsylvania actually is one of the worst states for deer collisions.
Yes, not surprising.
Right. Have you ever hit a deer? Dave?
I hit a deer almost exactly 2 years ago.
Oh.
It was the day before I started here.
Oh, you're kidding.
The day before. It was out in, I was dropping my dog off in West Virginia. So now keep in mind, I lived out there. It's not like I was driving from Philly.
Okay.
I couldn't find anyone here. Nope. Got to drive 3.5 hours. So I lived right on the West Virginia border. I had friends in West Virginia, which I understand is the number one state for rogue deer. Also, I don't think there's electricity yet in West Virginia, so there are no streetlights anywhere. It's a whole thing.
Brad Paisley's working on that, though.
Thanks, Brad. So dropped off my deer at my friend's house because I had to drive here to Philly the next day. And once you know, driving from West Virginia back to where I lived in Maryland, hit a deer.
Oh.
Just went flying right. You know, it's one of those things for anyone that's, you know, hit a deer or been in something. There's just nothing you can do. You can hit the brakes as hard as you want, but if they want to make a break for it across the street.
Right.
Yeah, what are you going to do? And the front of my car is destroyed. And it was a buck, so it had a whole bunch of horns, big pointy horns as they do have.
Yeah.
And its head whipped around and put a hole in the fender.
Oh, my.
Quarter panel of my car. It looked like a bullet hole from when it went through.
Jeez.
But that's where you hear these horror stories about, you know, people dying or getting injured.
Oh,
you could
yeah.
see why if a deer were to go through the windshield.
Yeah.
It's a massive
Absolutely.
Animal.
Absolutely. I mean, it can be a very scary situation.
Yeah.
So PennDOT came out with their list. They have some safety tips like watch for the deer's eyes will glow in the dark. Cause that's usually when it happens at nighttime, right? And remember that they travel in groups and they usually go single file. So if you see one deer pass,
that's very polite.
Be ready for another deer to come behind it. And then, you know, tap your brakes, warn everybody else that there's a deer coming. And then the other thing is that the deer actually fixate on headlights, which is why so often they'll just stop and freeze.
Okay.
So if you flash your lights, they say that might get them to get going again.
That whole deer in the headlights phrase.
Look at you putting it all together,
Dave. I've also noticed they do not cross the street at the deer crossing signs, which is very rude.
Well, maybe because they all have that little red nose on them now, those deer crossing signs.
That's it.
So they think that's just for Rudolph.
Okay. Have you ever hit a deer?
No.
Or?
No.
No?
No, understanding.
Because you lived up in, was Bucks County for a while? Where did you live up there?
No, up north? Northeastern Pennsylvania.
Okay,
yeah,
which
so
I would
Luzern
think
County.
Is there's just...
Oh, yeah,
just
they're deer
around.
Everywhere, but we just know how to drive around them, I guess. I don't know. I don't know, you know, and they said, and I'm in Chester County now, and they say if everybody in Pennsylvania, we have more reported crashes, deer collisions in Chester County than any other county.
Seems like you would have very polite, well-behaved deer.
Well, that's what I was of the understand. Maybe just in Downingtown, in our magical bubble of Downingtown, they're much nicer there, and they just stay away, off the road or away from me. They might hear me coming. I sing really loudly in the car. They might get scared away.
And you drive with your hand on the horn the entire time.
I do.
So that's good. That's safe.
My neighbors hate it, but what are you going to do?
This is the Andy Summers Show.
I thought it'd be a fun way to start our morning.
Good call, sir.
92.5 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.